Hello.
Yeah, Wanda, did you still on?
I'm still here. I wonder if this has to do. Do you know what it has to do with?
No, I sure don't. Just here.
Okay. I thought I heard Miss Johnson's phone.
She's probably waiting on another line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go off onto another line and ask the operator if Miss Johnson's waiting on another one. All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
She went to check it. She thought she might be hanging on another one.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Try this now.
Hello?
Hello?
Peter, you on?
Yeah.
Jake, you
yes,
on?
Yes, ma'am.
Just a moment. Juanita and Jake.
Yes, ma'am.
I have this letter from Anna Mae McAdams that went to Mr. Kellum, and Mr. Kellum sent to Jake Jacobson, and then I have a memo on top of it from Juanita, and I want to make sure you both knew so I could get it off my desk, and then I'll return it to Jake or to you, or whichever one of you answers it. I called the head of the Smithsonian, Dylan Ripley, who was, of course, quite familiar with this man, with this sculptor's father, Gutzon Borglum, who is without doubt one of the great sculptors. But he could not find the son, Lincoln Borglum, listed in the directory of present-day sculptors, and he had himself never heard of him, and couldn't find anybody in the Smithsonian who had. So I think it's rather uncertain. I would doubt that he's a very eminent sculptor, as eminent as they think. Dylan Ripley is quite a knowledgeable student of who's who in the world of art today.
Yes, ma'am.
So, we always run this little risk, you know, of maybe he hasn't really sold that head to this organization, whatever it is. Maybe he's really going to get it done and say go and touch up a bunch of the president's friends and say the president would like it so much if you would pay for this head. We just can't check. I can't check those things out thoroughly.
No, ma'am.
I don't know what kind of a deal it is, really. So my answer to it would be to thank them so much for their interest, and he can say that I've told him about the scholarship. He and I have discussed the scholarships they've started. This is another matter, but they have started a scholarship for the president and one for me at our two respective schools. University of Texas for me and San Marcos for Lyndon. And we just do so appreciate their interest in this, but our time at the ranch for Easter was, say, it was those precious moments of much needed rest after the terrific grind of the last 3 months, and also the necessary business of the day that came down in the pouch, so it just wasn't very much, it just wasn't time to do it, or something along those lines, and I wouldn't hold out any hope that there would be in the future. I don't know, though. I may be doing the wrong thing.
Miss Johnson, we can work at that because we have similar ones all the while, other than that this is pretty close and personal.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do what you want us to do along the gist I understand of your thinking and still not slam a door shut.
All right.
And not run any risk for you or the president on that he could use to develop a clientele, even if he didn't go to seeking support for finishing this.
All right. Let me.
And that's what you'd like us to do, is to not slam shut a door, but not give him an opportunity to use encouraging words from here for financing this or other work.
Yes, yes. I would say that is it. Of course, he can go right ahead on making that head, right forward on making that head, because Vendon's features are public domain and pictures of them can be obtained anywhere. We could make it better or worse, probably.
Would you see any harm if he were present, if he happened to be here in Washington? I could see nothing wrong with our including him in a Rose Garden event or something of that kind where we could see the president move and talk.
No, I couldn't either. I would, however, first check him out in the usual manner.
All
I can say about him is that he's the son of a famous sculptor and that one of the most eminent curators and museum managers of the world today has never heard of this man himself.
That's right.
So I would not want to work hard at trying to make an appointment with him, especially since we don't know whether he was in. Try to use it as a sales tool.
I surely agree, and I would say also that if this letter had come direct and not through Ms. McAdams and Jesse Kellen, we wouldn't look at it hardly at all, except for the Borglum name, which is in when you see it in Guts of Borglum, you're just about through with it. So I would say you're absolutely right, and we can handle it.
Okay, I'll just send this back to which one of you?
Either one.
Okay.
We'll get together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Waiting.